And good morning to Auckland's Junior High Jazz Ensemble. I'm Paul Yanamura. I'm a retired teacher and also still playing professionally as a drummer around the Bay Area, a jazz drummer. And looking forward to hearing your performance today. And ready to get started here. Looking forward to this. First band on in the morning. Good luck to you all. Play the beginning here. Put the bass drum with the bass accent for the first three measures. It's on 2 and 4. Toss the bass drum in there on those beats. It's a good feel. Now it sounds like you're pretty much starting out as a typical beginning drummer. Your cymbal pattern is very, very nice. Now, you need to do other things with the drum set. But the cymbal and hi-hat are very steady. That's the first start. Now you have to learn how to do the accents. Okay, trumpet, when you do your trumpet solo break, make sure you keep the rhythm in time, okay? It wasn't bad notes, but just get it in time, like you are right now. And the ensemble sound leading up to it, it's basically pretty clean, but there's not a lot of what we call inflections there. There are a lot of implied accents, like when you have eighth notes tied into other notes, like an eighth note tied into a half note on the second half of the measure. That's an anticipation of three, and you need to really bring out just a very slight accent to do something with the note. So right now we're a notes and rhythms band. It's a good place to start because the notes are pretty accurate, and rhythms are pretty accurate. The teacher's coached you well in that area. Now, do something with it. Make music. Not quite there yet. Okay, not a bad trumpet solo. You kept it in the key. The ideas will get hipper as you play more. The tenor sounds good. You're keeping it in tempo. Good job. Appreciate that. Okay, we have something called turnaround changes at the end of that phrase, and you need to work on those just a little bit, but you came out of it just fine in terms of notes. Make sure they fit with the chord. And you got to dig out your pencil, do a little homework. Your teacher can help you with the theory parts, because we've all had music theory. Otherwise, we wouldn't be authorized to teach you. Yeah. Okay, at 81, make sure all those pickups that we come in together, I heard more of the top end of the trumpet section than anything else there. I'm hearing the trombones peeking out. Good. Okay, we have to go more legato tongue on the jazz eighth notes. We're getting a little too much ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. But rhythmically, like I say, you're a notes and rhythms band. You've been drilled well on the rhythms. And there's just lots of... the balance on the ensemble is pretty good. Kind of goes in and out. Lead trumpet inconsistencies. But you're learning how to be a lead player. I understand. You're in a class one rating, and that's very appropriate. The music is very appropriate, I think. It's a good teaching tool, what you're using here. Sammy Esco writes well for all levels. You've picked your music well. You're picking what your band can handle. A couple of intervallic leaps in the trumpet, particularly the lead trumpet, that are a little difficult. Just going to need to spend some extra time with it. Jazz melodies tend to be a little more angular than what you run into in concert band. Okay, it looks like a ballad here. Wait, here's a name I haven't seen in a long time. Jay Chataway. Nice touch substituting the vibraphone for the bells. Just make sure you pedal quickly when you use the vibraphone so things don't run together. I wouldn't pedal till the last note. Try that and see how that works, because otherwise it tends to get run together. Okay, it's not two eighth notes. Go into that half note. Ba-be-da. You're going to play what's written. Hey, drums, be careful on the 16th note fill. And on this style of playing... Okay, air support on top there, trumpet. Sounds like we're kind of running out of gas. Hey, second trumpet's real important there. You're actually playing lead. And watch the 16th note fills on the drums. It got a little bit out of tempo. And for balance, I'd like to hear more bass drum, more snare, less cymbal, or less hi-hat. Like right here, you could bring the snare drum out more. And a little more bass drum. I mean, I appreciate the finesse. You don't want to bring out too much more because it's not real loud. In there, just do some light, simple, simple things. Very free. You don't need to play time at the end there if you're a drummer. Okay. I'd like to hear more ritardando at the end, just for interpretation's sake. Again, notes and rhythms. We're not doing a lot with the interpretation. Trumpets, you're learning. The trumpet soloist is learning how to do a melodic ballad. And that's okay. Pitch, pretty good. We had a tendency in trumpets to go a bit flat when we started whining through some different key areas. This is a C major tonality through most of it, but it started whining away from that on the bridge. Yeah. Okay, let's see what we have. Tango, tango. Looks like a nice little Latin piece. Let's see what you do with it. I Okay, drums, this is kind of a cha-cha. Cha-cha's a Cuban dance. Oh no, now it's turning into a tango. Well, you've got really clean snare drum chops. I'm enjoying that. Okay, sharper releases on the coordinates when you've got those in the saxophone section, when you've got those accents where the point is facing upward, it's a sharp accent and short. Bite the note off more. Okay, alto, when you play this, typical what we do in middle school, we do teach a lot of tonguey early on so that we make sure you know how to use it when you need it. You tongue every note. On this case, I'd like to hear more legato when you're doing your eighth notes. You can use tongued eighth notes on certain styles of soloing, but this isn't one of them. It has to be more legato, more flowing. Nice thing, too, is it's... Now, tenor, you've got more of the... Tenor, you've got more of the right idea in terms of legato, so your line, consequently, is flowing better. Good job. Something your alto player could learn from, and you guys could share, you know, because that's what being a jazz band is all about, being part of a team. Vibraphone player is doing a very nice job. I see you're using, looks like you're playing, you were playing four mallets earlier. Okay, drums, you're keeping the tempo on the fills this time better. Very clean snare drum rolls. Make sure you hit the attitude together, folks. And a longer fall, a little bit longer fall, I'd like to hear there. But now you're starting to put some inflection into it. Blow through the fall. Okay. Now, what you need to work on as a drummer, since you're a featured soloist there, is work on your short solo fills. That's a good start. You're basing them off 16th notes. You kept them in tempo. Now you can do some different accents. Do the same fills. Try putting some accents starting on the beginning of every 16th note group. Diggity, 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 da. That kind of feel. Then you can get fancy with it, get the left hand worked in on the accent. That's where it really gets fun. You don't have to really change what you're doing. Then you throw the accents to the tom-toms off the snare drum. Stay on the snare drum mainly, but toss the accents over to the toms. Cymbals with bass drum, though, if you're going to hit the cymbal. Accent on all the quarter notes where the 16th note run starts with the cymbal. And work that in. Okay, caught the ending too. Good job. Yeah, this band's off to a good start. Very, very good novice band. There are lots of different things. There are lots of things that you can do with the band. And I really enjoyed hearing how you're starting out. Ensemble Sound has got a good basis to go off. The notes and rhythms part, we don't worry about that. Now, we work for style. More style in the soloists. Drums, there comes a point where you want to just kind of let go and be more aggressive with things. Anyway, it's a good start. Thank you very much for coming this morning. If you have any questions for me, you can go to my website and contact me there, www.paulyonemura.com. And you can get in touch with me there. I'd be happy to answer any other questions. Thank you very much for playing again.